What I'm just reflecting on is some of the you've got $17,000, and some of the most effective lobbying you haven't got a big budget to cover, you know, travel.
You won't be doing TV ads, no.
No, that's right. So if you think about some of the most effective lobbying and the most effective advocacy and where some big changes have been made in public health or anything really, any kind of policy issue, I guess my point is that it's generally been because of the pressure applied to the point where, you know, unless there is pressure, politicians won't even find the time in their diary to see you. If there's sufficient pressure, politicians find the time in their diary to see you and indeed will even pay your travel expenses to assist them to, you know, solve the issue. So I guess the comment that I would make is that very well-targeted communication through your own networks, very clear messages so that they can use those communications for media releases or media